Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Oh, you can do better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. There's been sunshine. Everybody should be glowing. Yeah. That's good stuff. Welcome to church this morning, everyone, and especially welcome to those of you online. It's good to have you there. Somebody pointed out to me that I think it was last week we had 117 people watching online. So it's like a whole nother congregation. So yay for them, and yay for us to have them be a part of us this morning. My name is Deacon Loretta Jobe. I'm a retired deacon that hangs out around here with all of you great folks. This is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We do that in a great variety of ways, some of which you can find on your connection card that was inside your bulletin. If you would take a minute to take that out, fill it out, look at the offerings on there, mark anything you might be interested in, and put it in the collection plate when it comes by, and you'll be contacted shortly. There are also prayer cards. This is a praying congregation. They are in the pew backs. If you or someone you know is in need of prayer, please take advantage of those. Our worship leaders this morning, our worship helper is Bruce Stark. Tom Doan was scheduled to be here, and he is unable to be with us this morning, so we'll keep him in our prayers as we worship this morning. If you haven't already made your way to Sunday school, I'm looking. I don't see any little ones. They are downstairs getting ready to have a great time while we're here in worship, and they're going to be learning some great stuff today. And I have some announcements for you this morning. The first is Ash Wednesday's coming up. It seems early this year, I know, and it's on an auspicious day. It is Wednesday, February 14th. There will be two services at 12 at Whitmore Lake and 7 o'clock here in Brighton. Please take advantage of one of those. Kick off your Lenten journey and your Lenten practices with a time of prayer and worship with your church family. There will be a Lent study this year accompanied by the sermon series. It is the book called The Third Day, Living the Resurrection by Tom Berlin. It is available for sale in the church office if you want to pick one up. It is going to be, like I said, the topic of the sermon series during Lent, so you'll be able to keep up and know what's happening. Also, if you walked in, I saw that drew quite a crowd. There's a table with a jigsaw puzzle on it. For the year, the Redbird Mission will be the focus of the mission committee here. We are looking to raise money to buy a new van for them to use. Those of us who go to Redbird know that the state of the vans that are down there are slightly lacking. Rich Ray's laughing. Bordering on unsafe. But we know that we can help out and get them to be able to do what they do best down there. So please participate in the puzzle exchange. Take a minute to stop by and check that out. It's on a table just outside. And lastly, a reminder that the women's retreat is coming up. It is April 5th through the 7th. We are going to be at the Lake Huron Retreat Center. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous facility on the shores of Lake Huron. And we'll be delighted to have you there. Reverend Cora Glass will be our retreat leader. She has led many retreats. That is her mission as a deacon to do retreat ministry, and so we are looking forward to a great weekend. You can pick up a brochure, see me, sign up online, whatever is going to work best for you, but we hope that you'll be able to join us. That is the end of all the announcements for this morning. There are more inside your bulletin to draw your attention, but right now let's stand and sing our opening hymn.
Thank you.
please join me in the opening prayer. Lord God Almighty, we lift our songs and prayers to you. You have given us hope. You have given us joy. You have lifted us up. Help us to spread the hope and joy of Jesus' love and mercy. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. It is so delightful to be with you in worship, and it is delightful to see the sun shining. Hold on, folks. April is coming when it'll just be out permanently. But it's a nice dose of vitamin D this morning, and it's good to be here in a spirit of gratitude to praise God. Oh, to worship together. Won't you join me now in prayer? Let's pray. Oh, loving God, creator of heavens and earth, this day we gather in a spirit of praise. We gather with grateful hearts, with thankfulness on our minds, and for the blessings that we receive in life. God, we just give you thanks. But Lord, we know that life is not just all roses, and we do hold prayers of concern and laments on our heart. And so as we enter the doors of the sanctuary, as we come into the space of worship, we pray, God, that you might hear those prayers that are on our hearts this day. Carry our grief, our pain, our hurts, our fears, Lord, and help us to trust you this day. Hear our prayers, God, as we lift them to you, as we trust you, as we trust the cross, as we look to your hope and life to come. Oh, Lord, as we bend our ears to the word of Scripture this morning, open our minds that we might hear what you would like to share with us. Help us to receive, Lord, with thankful hearts, a word that you would like us to receive. In a spirit of gratitude and praise this day, we lift these prayers up to you, the one who knows us and loves us and calls us your beautiful children, Lord. We give you thanks. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. And all of God's children said, amen, amen. Do you know the song? I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. Oh, yay, you guys have gone to Sunday school, yay. Or you've been United Methodist your whole life long. That is one of my favorite songs to sing. I remember being just this little 3-4-year-old, little elementary age preschool kid and excited to go to Sunday school on Sunday mornings, where we would sing those songs of, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. To sing those songs and to gather and eating some goldfish crackers and to hear the stories of Jesus. And I would go to Sunday school with a spirit of gratitude to sing, to see friends, to have those snacks, and to learn about Jesus. So this morning in our gratitude series, I'm having us thinking about gratitude for Jesus, for he is truly the center of our faith. And the focus of our lives as disciples of Jesus Christ. I remember singing those songs and thinking about, now who is this Jesus? And growing up and going to seminary and continuing to think, now who is this Jesus? And being an adult and thinking, now who is Jesus? We ascribe so many different names to Jesus. He's a teacher and a healer. He's a rabbi. He's known as the Son of God. He's known as the Son of Man. We hear words attached to him like Redeemer and Lord and Savior and Christ and Anointed One and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the Great I Am and the Shepherd and the Lamb of God. And we hear all these names for Jesus and we think, who is this Holy One? There's this great mystery about Jesus as both fully human and fully divine, these two natures in one. And who is this Jesus? As Jesus began his ministry, as Jesus called his disciples out of the Sea of Galilee, out there on the shore, we hear these words as we think about who is this wonderful Jesus. From Matthew's gospel, the 4th chapter, the story says this. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. And immediately they left their nets, and they followed him. And they went on from there, and he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in their boats with their father Zebedee mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father, and they followed. We discover that Jesus, with all of these wonderful names, being both human and being both divine, that Jesus becomes somebody who calls the fishermen, who calls the followers, who builds a crew of 12 plus, and he begins his beautiful teaching ministry. I think Jesus is a great teacher. For 3 years, Jesus was a wonderful teacher, teaching story after story, gathering the crowds. And when we look through the Gospel of Matthew, I'd encourage you in the next couple of weeks to read your way through the Gospel of Matthew. We see teaching story after teaching, this moments of preaching and teaching. When we turn our eyes especially to the Beatitudes from Matthew 5, chapters 5, 6, and 7, we see this Beatitudes teaching. And within that text, we see the rich scriptures, these teachings of Jesus telling us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Wow, what a teacher. Hard stuff to wrestle with, but a deep calling for the disciples and for us as well. As we read through the book of Matthew and in these Beatitudes teachings, we discover texts about giving to those in need. We discover ways of praying and sharing in the prayers, the Lord's Prayer together. There's so many teachings of Jesus that he's known for. How many of you remember the golden rule? Maybe even your parent or your grandparent every now telling you, follow the golden rule. Do unto others as they would have you, have them do unto you. We discover the text of the golden rule in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 12. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. Treat those as how you want to be treated. I've certainly said that a time or two to my own children, and I've said it a time or two to my own self. Jesus, a great teacher, he taught about the kingdom of God. He taught us not to judge. He taught us not to worry. He taught on the parables, on how to live a holy life, how to follow in his footsteps. In his divine wisdom, he was very human in having the capacity to teach. And as I look out within the congregation, I can see teacher, 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 retired teacher, 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 retired teacher, teacher. We're filled with teachers and engineers. And I look out and I see the great teachers in our midst. Jesus, who is this Jesus? A great teacher for us. But Jesus was also a healer. Now, when we look through the Gospel of Matthew, again, this is your homework assignment for the next few weeks, right? Like, read through the Gospel of Matthew. And when you open up, if you were just to skim through the headings, skim through the chapters, if you were just to look at the bold words, you would quickly discover that there are 10 healing stories in the Gospel of Matthew. He spent a great portion of his ministry focusing on healing. And why is healing such an important part of Jesus' ministry? And do we think that Jesus still heals people today? But what kind of healing does this include? Healing ministry. Thanks to modern day doctors and the miracle of science, God continues to work in healing ways. Knowing that sometimes there's cures and sometimes there's healing and wholeness that can take place. We know that with every diagnosis, there's not always a cure that is found. But God is always with us in the journey, providing healing and hope in hard times. Jesus, the healer, the great physician that is always with us, that brings a community of faith around us, that is present in our hardship, that is there in the hard, troubled times. Jesus cares and Jesus loves and Jesus provides healing, whether physical or emotional or spiritual. Jesus is there. Who is this Jesus, this one that we call healer and teacher and all these other names, but Jesus is also Savior. Jesus is Savior. Do you remember growing up as a kid, did you ever turn on your Saturday morning cartoons and you'd watch like Superman, dun-da-da-da, or Batman? Did you ever watch Spider-Man or all those great cartoons where there was somebody defeating evil and the superheroes fighting? We think of Jesus as Savior, but different from Spider-Man or Superman or Batman, Jesus saves us. Saves us by God's divine grace. Saves us through grace and forgiveness and new life. In the United Methodist tradition, we talk a lot about grace, don't we? That prevenient grace, that grace that goes before us, that grace that's always with us before we're even aware of who God is or God active in our life, that grace is extended to us. That we talk about grace so much that we've like created three different categories of grace. We believe in grace so much, the saving grace. We believe in this justifying grace, that grace that when we profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we receive that new life, that grace from God. But as Savior, we also know that then Jesus helps us to go on and sanctifies us. We believe in the sanctifying grace, this transforming, life-changing grace that helps us walk more in his way, and we call that sanctifying grace. And so like a great superhero, or maybe a little different, he becomes Savior. Saving us from all that would pull us off the path that God might have intended for us. When we think about Jesus as teacher and healer and Savior, we also think of him as Lord, though. This past week, Pastor John and I, my husband and the kids, we were fortunate to go on a little family vacation. And maybe you've been there. It's the happiest place on earth or the magical place on earth. What's the catchphrase? There's a lot of Mickey Mouse running around. And you see these castles. You see the big enchanted castle. And you see all the princesses. And you see all of those wonderful things. And we think about Jesus as Lord. And we think about Jesus as Lord, and we think lords and kings and queens and lords and ladies, and we talk a lot about, you know, that Lord kingdom language. Well, we don't have a monarch here, right? Even though we maybe see that at Disney, we don't have a monarch, kings and queens and lords and ladies here in the United States, but we seek for Jesus to be our Lord, meaning that Jesus is the one that we seek to follow. Jesus is the one that we seek to put at the center of our lives, so that when we hear the words of Scripture about Jesus calling those disciples out at the Sea of Galilee, we know that that's a call for us to follow too, and to place him at the center of our lives as our Lord, as our Savior, as our healer, and our teacher. Who is Jesus for you? If we were to have a big big blackboard up here or a whiteboard or a smart board or whatever, if we were to have some flip chart paper up here and you were to say, who is Jesus to you, what names would you put up there? Friend and companion, Lord and Savior, King of Kings, who is Jesus to you? And how has Jesus acted in your life? And what stories, when you read through the Scriptures, speak to you for who he is? Today I'm giving thanks with a spirit of gratitude for Jesus, the one who knows us, the one that calls us, the one who claims us as his beautiful, beloved children of God. The one that keeps leaning in and whispering those beautiful lessons of teachings in our ears, nudging us towards that sanctifying grace. That one who is with us on our journey of healing. The one who we can call as Savior, and the one who we seek to follow as our Lord. In a spirit of gratitude this day, we can sing the songs of Sunday school. For Jesus, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. May it be so this day in a spirit of gratitude. Amen.
choir. That was absolutely wonderful. I didn't prepare a little story for before the prayer this morning, but I started thinking when Lindsay was talking, she was talking about superheroes. And with the name of Bruce Stark, everybody wants to know if I'm related to Iron Man, because he's called Tony Stark. And that's Uncle Tony. But Batman is Bruce Wayne. So if you combine Batman and Iron Man, well, sometimes you get Tony Wayne, but every now and then you might get Bruce Stark. So I call myself the Iron Bat. Think about that as you're going to sleep tonight. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Join me in an attitude of prayer. Good and gracious God, creator of all things, giver of life, love, and hope. We come before you this morning to praise you, to give you thanks, to feel your love. We want to keep our eyes, our ears, and our hearts open to your word, to your love, and to your blessings. We listen for that small, quiet voice, that voice with such a big message for us. We listen for those that need your guidance, to look for those that seek you, and to slow down and take the time to help those that are searching for answers. Answers that can only come from you. Answers that will fill their hearts with your love. Answers that will give them hope. We give praise to you and thanks to those that teach us, those that help us to learn to live as Jesus lived, to remember those that are struggling and wrestling looking for help, those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships, those that are struggling with health issues, those that have lost loved ones, those that are struggling with financial burdens. We want to help them to understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. We thank you for your blessings on those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. We pray for our quilt recipients, Matt and Terry, and pray that they have the strength they need to get through the tough times they are going through. Let these quilts surround them with the warmth of the quilt, the prayers of the people, and the knowledge of your love. We thank you for the blessings that you have given us, our friends, our family, our neighbors. We want to love them as you do, to care for each other, to show your love to those that need it, especially those that need your love the most, the ones that don't know your love yet, the ones that don't know yet that your love is there for them, the ones that don't yet know that they need you. Father, we know your blessings and guidance are there for all in need across the nation and across the world that have suffered due to natural disasters and to conflicts going on across the world. Blessings for our leaders that give them guidance, that the decisions that they make be tempered with your love, that the strength you give them will help them to make the decisions that will give us hope. Guide them with your mercies, that your love may fill their hearts, that your love may be shown through them. Now we ask for your mercies as we come to you seeking, searching, and looking to you with our prayers and concerns, as well as our praises, in this time of silent prayer and meditation. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And don't forget, God loves you, and there ain't a darn thing you can do about it. Amen.
Jesus meets us at the table and invites us here, a space where all are welcome from toddler to senior, a space where all are welcome sinner and saint and everyone in between, a space where we can experience the divine living Christ and know God's amazing grace. Whether you're United Methodist your whole life or this is the first time you've walked into the doors of the church, that does not matter because it's Christ's table, and so all are welcome to receive the bread that brings new life to us and the cup that offers God's amazing grace. All are welcome as we come to the table and we remember.
And we remember that on the night in which he gave himself up for us, Christ took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
Oh Lord, may you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and of the cup. May they be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all of the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his great heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Our teacher, healer, Lord, and Savior invites us to come forward. And you'll know exactly when to come forward when the ushers dismiss you by rows. You'll be invited to come forward through the angled side aisles there. As you come, there'll be two serving stations here on the side and one in the middle that will have gluten-free bread if you need to have gluten-free bread. The servers will give you a piece of bread and they'll give you a small cup. Go ahead and take the elements right away. And as you return back to your seat through that center aisle, you'll find baskets where you can place your used cups. All are invited to God's great feast this morning. Once you come forward as invited by the ushers. And once you've had an opportunity to receive Holy Communion, if you would like to, at the very back of the sanctuary, Deacon Loretta and myself will be back there to pray individually with anybody who might like to receive a time of prayer together.
At this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward. If you are visiting with us today, please know that your presence is gift enough for us this day, and we appreciate you being here and hope that you have found something meaningful in the words and the music and the fellowship that's happened here. If you are a regular giver, we thank you for continuing to support this community as it reaches out to change the world and to spread the name and love of Jesus throughout the land. Thank you.
Jesus.
Lord, you have blessed us with so many gifts. Accept the gifts we offer in gratitude today. Use them for the building of your kingdom so that all can live in the peace of your love and mercy. Amen.
Hope you'll go home this week and next and read the old stories of Jesus. Read through Matthew's 28 chapters and discover for yourself with fresh eyes who is Jesus. May you go forth this day with the love of God always with you, the peace of Jesus surrounding you, and the power of the Holy Spirit enabling you and calling you and prompting you to follow in God's footsteps to share love and grace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.